What is the purpose of the summit today?
The summit today is to enhance the communication and collaboration across the entire USF system for all things marine.
When you look and you see about 80 people from over a dozen different colleges and departments that have done research and maybe want to get into research on the Gulf oil spill, how does that feel as someone who's kind of trying to oversee the university's response?
It makes me feel incredible. I'm so enthusiastic about breaking down barriers between the different groups and colleges across USF.
Why is it important to have the collaborative efforts across departments?
Because the challenges we face in the future for all things related to the ocean are interdisciplinary. Once we know the system, understand the ecosystem, in order to improve it, we have to have the buy-in and support from the business community and the public. And that requires understanding how people interact with the ocean and making sure that the word gets out there.
I hate to use the word opportunity, but the Gulf oil spill is kind of an opportunity to get research money for a lot of these departments. Why is it important for them to pursue that research money, particularly when other funding sources may be drying up?
It is. When you are an earth scientist, whenever there is a natural disaster, it usually does provide an opportunity for study and visibility of the work that you do. But of course, every disaster is a disaster, and we're very sensitive to the impact on people that those disasters have. The future of the Gulf of Mexico, it is the third largest reserve in the world of oil, and deep drilling will continue, and an accident like Deepwater Horizon is likely to happen again. So we need to be prepared to respond in an integrated and coherent way the next time it happens, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and when you look across that room and you see College of Education, College of Arts and Sciences, business, the library, maybe a lot of things that you don't necessarily immediately associate with the Gulf of Mexico and with maybe the environmental effects of the oil spill, but they still have a part to play, do they not? And what part is that?
If we want to change how people interact with the environment and how they are degrading the environment, we have to educate them as to what's causing the changes in the environment. Unless people understand the impacts of what they do, they're not going to change their behavior. For that reason, it's not only important to understand the science, but it's important to understand how to communicate that science in a way that people can understand, and to understand the psychology of what it's going to take to get people to change their behavior.
How important is it to get the word out among the researchers about what other researchers are doing? Maybe that, one department doesn't know what another department's doing.
It's very important. And 20 years ago, it was okay if you were a professor in physics to only know what people in physics were doing. But the challenges we face for the environment and for the planet in the future requires that all of the different sciences share their expertise, and that we are working with people in education and public health and public policy in order to be successful to help give us a better planet in the future.
And you came over from the University of Miami 2.5 years ago, so it was around the time that the whole oil spill was, the fallout was starting to come in. What reputation did you hear about from College of USF, College of Marine Science, with their research, with their work on the Gulf oil spill?
It certainly was a factor in my decision to come here, that the College of Marine Science was increasing its visibility and really was gaining a reputation as an up-and-coming force in marine science.
What do you hope comes from today in terms of partnerships, and what are the future plans for further summits among groups like this again?
The goal for today is to just make sure the people that are interested in collaborating know how to collaborate, who to collaborate with, and that we facilitate those collaborations. And I hope that we do something like this every 6 months. I'm just really excited about the depth of expertise and the breadth of expertise represented by all of the colleges at the University of South Florida. And working together, we can really make a difference on the quality of life and the quality of the planet in the future.